Researchers say almost half of all Australians fear they won't have enough money for a comfortable lifestyle when they retire. The Australian National University survey also found many people are concerned about being a burden on their family when they're older. Michael Edwards has this report.
The latest Australian National University poll focuses on how people are feeling about their retirement.
We asked about ageing and Australians' expectations about their retirement, their financial living standards, views about inheritance, whether they're worried about being a burden on their family, that kind of question.
That's Professor Matthew Gray from the ANU Centre for Social Research and Methods, which conducted the survey. It found many Australians are anxious about life after work.
We found that while about half of Australians are confident or very confident that they'll have a comfortable retirement living, financial living standards, about 40% are not confident, are concerned that they will not be able to have a comfortable living standard in retirement.
The 1,200 people surveyed are over the age of 18 and come from a wide range of socioeconomic backgrounds. Those with low incomes had more worries about their retirement than people from higher income brackets. Another big concern for Australians is the impact they'll have on their families when they're older. The poll found 35% of men and 45% of women are concerned about being a burden on their families as they age.
Women typically, on average, live longer than men and very often will outlive their spouse, and so that may be one factor. Two, women, in terms of the caring burden that's borne in society, while a lot of men do provide care for a person with a disability or who require care of care because of their old age or health, women are more likely than men. So perhaps that awareness of what it's like to be a carer might make you more concerned about becoming a burden as well.
The researchers also gauge reaction to moves to raise the retirement age. The pension eligibility age will increase from 65 to 67 by 2023, and the federal government has previously tried to lift it further to 70 by 2035. Professor Gray says many respondents would rather see the pension age lowered.
Only a minority of people thought that increasing the age to 67 years was their preferred setting, and even fewer to the age of 70 years. Quite a significant number of Australians actually were in favour of reducing it to 60 years for men and women.
ANU's Professor Matthew Gray ending Michael Edwards' report.